Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, in penitence we confess that we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, Christ our Lord, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon your sins, and set you free from them. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God of the Exodus, you brought your chosen people from slavery into freedom through the waters of the Red Sea. We thank you and praise you for our decade of democracy, for you also delivered us from the bondage of discrimination into the freedom of Ubuntu, through Jesus Christ, who in his humanity overcame death and brought us hope by his resurrection. Amen.
Amen. The lesson is written from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, beginning at the first verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who grieve, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, oil of rejoicing instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall come and stand and feed at your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priests of the Lord. You shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations, and in their riches you shall glory. Hear the word of the Lord.